The energy crisis looming over Europe dominated the meeting of EU ministers in Brussels. Rationing gas ahead of winter, the best and only way to reduce the EU's reliance on Russian energy.
45 BCM corresponds to a 15% cut in our usual gas consumption between the beginning of August and the end of March. That's why we have pointed to this percentage as the target all member states should strive forward.
Russia is set to further reduce supplies through the Nord Stream pipelines, blaming a technical fault at one of their stations, something EU ministers dispute.
As of today, there is no solution to the ongoing equipment issues at the Portyaveia compressor station. There is no solution whatsoever yet. Siemens is saying nothing. They're trying to find solutions, but there are none.
As the West and Russia exchange economic blows in response to Russia's war in Ukraine, European leaders say Moscow is not a trustworthy partner.
The winter is coming, and we don't know how cold it will be, but what we know for sure that Putin will continue to play his dirty games in misusing and blackmailing gas supplies.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Europe is already at war with Russia, just on a different front.
All this is done by Russia on purpose to make it as difficult as possible for Europeans to prepare for winter. And this is an open gas war that Russia is waging against a united Europe. This is precisely how it should be perceived. And they don't care what will happen to the people or how they will suffer, from hunger due to the blockading of ports, or from winter cold and poverty, or from occupation. These are just different forms of terror.
Nearly half of all the gas Europe needs comes from Russia. The supply is now down to a relative trickle.
Come winter, if European countries don't have enough supply stored up in time, it means certainly almost it will be a struggle to heat homes and power cities. Abdallah Shami, Al Jazeera, Brussels.
Well, last week, the European Commission proposed a 15% reduction in gas use for all member states and suggested it might have to make those cuts obligatory. Well, many countries resisted that, so the agreement just reached in Brussels is a compromise with a voluntary cut of 15% from August to March. The agreement includes opt-outs so that countries can cut less. States that are heavily reliant on gas for electricity can avoid the reductions. And it's the same for countries exporting 90% of their gas capacity to other EU states. An EU official said Hungary was the only member state that opposed the gas reduction agreement. Well, Noah Brenner is the executive editor for operations at Energy Intelligence. He says Europe is hoping for the best but preparing for the worst.
In a best-case scenario where we have a warm winter, a short winter, this plan is really never put into full effect. And that would be, you know, there's not an emergency declared where these cuts become more mandatory. Under that scenario, you know, certainly the EU comes out of the winter with still having some gas in storage and without significant disruptions to things like heating or needs to switch fuels from gas to fuel oil, things like that. Now, under a worst-case scenario where we do have a colder winter where it does last for longer, certainly the disruptions are greater. But, you know, they're preparing for this by activating plans to, like I said, switch from gas to fuel oil. They're making sure coal plants are available, potentially extending the life of nuclear plants. So those plans are in place, but it certainly looks like a much more draconian cut through the winter than we might see otherwise. Addressing cost was one of the major talking points for the diplomats that were negotiating this agreement. Whether you were impacted by Russian gas flows or not, the idea was by cutting down on our usage, we would then have more gas and it would stabilize the price. It would take away this kind of the weaponization of gas that Russia has been forcing on the EU. But the issue is that, beyond that, I think that... we'll see. Prices are incredibly high, and they're simply going to be incredibly high one way or the other. What we're looking for at best is stabilization, not necessarily drawing them down to historical norms that we would have seen, say, a year ago. But we also have to think that gas is just one of the energy commodities that Russia sells to the world. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, oil and oil prices are at incredible highs, as well as refined fuels. And those prices are at incredible highs as well. So yes, Russia's probably receiving less revenue overall, but from the gas side of things, but I would say that it still has ample revenues coming in from these other commodities.